Do you know who this is? Who is it? Optimus Prime. Okay. That's what my grandson said last night. Yeah, I got all kinds of things like that in my house. I just don't know what they are.
Oh. You don't have one.
Yeah. And my other grandson said I could bring this little car along. You like that car?
It's Bumblebee.
It is? You like that?
I have a little Bumblebee.
You have a little one?
It has a sword and it's
locked. Oh, yeah. He taught me how to do this. Come on. There. There are all kinds of super things anymore, and transformers and dolls that drink and wet and talk and do all kinds of things. And do any of you have a special toy that you like really good? What's your favorite? All very quiet. You're going to have to speak up. Jack's not here. He'll always speak without you. Tell me about him. What does he do?
He fights other transformers.
He fights the bad guys? Oh, okay. So he's a good guy. Well, I'm glad they gave me a good guy to bring. You know, there are all kinds of things and people that have superpowers. There's people who can fly and people who are really strong and people who can have webs, like spider webs, fly off their wrists and they can swing through the air.
Yeah, like Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. And there are all kinds of supers. What superpower would you like to have? If you could have a superpower, what would you like? Anyone? I'd like to be able to fly. That'd be neat. If I wanted to go to see the Great Wall of China, I wouldn't have to wait on airplanes. I could just go. Wouldn't have to worry about time schedules or anything. Just go and see it. Be neat, be able to fly. You know, when Jesus went looking for people to help him with his ministry, he didn't go looking for people with superpowers. He went for just ordinary people who loved God. People who wanted to live the way God wanted them to live. And that's what encourages me, because any of us can be like one of them. We're ordinary people. We love God. We want to live the way God wants us to live. And the neat thing is that God gives us superpowers. He gives us the power to love people we don't even know, who are different than we are. And he gives us power to help other people. And he gives us power to feel happy, even when it's a sad time. He gives us all kinds of special powers that we can help other folks. And so we can all be like these action figures, because we can be an action figure for God. Will you help me pray an echo prayer? Okay. Dear God. Dear God. Thank you for accepting all of us just as we are, but willing to make us better. Amen. And
the scripture this morning is Romans chapter 4, verses 13 to 25. And then also I'll be reading from Matthew chapter 9, verse 9 to 13. These are from the New International Version. It was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. For if those who depend on the law are heirs, faith means nothing and the promise is worthless because the law brings wrath. And there is no law, and where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring. Not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of all of us. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it has been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it is credited to him as righteousness. The words, "it is credited to him," were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will give credit righteousness. For us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. And now I'm reading from Matthew. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners." This is the word of God.
Let us pray. O Lord our God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts, and the actions of our lives this coming week all be found acceptable in your sight. The security staff at Los Angeles International Airport recently made a key security breakthrough. These earnest people who ensure our safety in airplanes confiscated a 2-inch plastic rifle. The 2-inch plastic toy rifle accompanied a G.I. Joe toy. It had been purchased by a British tourist in Las Vegas. Apparently, the toy gun was considered a dangerous weapon. An airport spokesman said, "We have instructions to confiscate anything that looks like a weapon or a replica." If G.I. Joe was carrying a replica, then it's had to be taken. So we can all rest comfortable. G.I. Joe is no longer a threat to us. I wonder if any of the men or boys here today have ever had a G.I. Joe action figure. I see one hand up. No kid would admit it, but an adult did. Thank you. G.I. Joe, Batman, Star Wars, or some other action figures have been very popular. In the last few presidential elections, you've been able to go to HeroBuilders.com and purchase an action figure that represented the two candidates. If you go to trainupachild.com, you can find biblical action figures. That's trainupachild.com. We yearn for heroes. We admire people of action, and in some ways, so does God. You remember Abraham's and Matthew's stories. Abraham was nearly 100 years old, his wife merely girl of 90. And yet that did not keep Abraham from believing God's promise that he would be the father of many nations. Now that's faith. And he did become the father of many nations. It's an amazing story. Earlier, Abraham showed himself to be a man of action when God called him to leave his comfortable home and to venture out to a new home that God would show to him. Did you notice in the stories, Abraham did not hesitate? He did not question. God said, jump, and he asked, how high? Matthew's story is not nearly as dramatic, but it was still an action figure. He was seated in a comfortable chair at the tax office. He was one of those despised tax collectors that we read about in the scriptures. Jesus saw Matthew sitting there at the tax office, and he said to him, follow me. And the Gospel of Matthew tells us that immediately Matthew rose and followed Jesus. No discussion, no negotiations, no questions about fringe benefits or perks. Christ spoke, Matthew obeyed. Jewish rabbis use Moses and the Exodus to emphasize the importance of taking action. The story is told that as Moses reached the water of the Red Sea, he called on God to open a way through it, but nothing happened. And all the while, Pharaoh's chariots were closing in on them. And pray and cry as he did, Moses' words had no effect. So Moses did a very brave thing. In desperation, or was it in conviction, he stepped into the sea. And then, and only then, when his big toe touched the water, did the sea make way for the Israelites to cross. There are times when more than prayers and good intentions are called for. It's not enough to simply be a righteous person. There are times when we need to be action figures, transmitting good intentions into good deeds. What is it that moves a person into taking action? Well, we move into action when we are dissatisfied with our present situation. That makes sense, doesn't it? What is it the psychologists tell us? We change only when the pain of staying the same exceeds the pain of change. Change is never easy. We should not imagine it was easy for Abraham, nor was it easy for Matthew. I think, however, Matthew had the easier time of it. After all, he was a despised tax collector. They were seen as collaborators with the enemy Rome. They used their authority to cheat innocent people, including the poor. Don't you imagine that in spite of their ill-gotten wealth and power, many of the tax collectors felt sort of dirty at the end of the day? Guilt and shame are terrible things. They can weigh heavily upon us. Maybe there's something in your life that causes you to feel like that. Often people bring a sense of guilt and shame into a worship service. You've done wrong. You know it. You would give everything in the world to undo what you have done, but it's too late. It's done. You can't go back in time. There's only one course open to us: to begin living a new life, beginning today. To start over with determination that never again will you bring that kind of shame upon yourself. Maybe Matthew's heart was already about to burst with hurt and shame when Jesus walked into his tax office that day. He was just waiting for someone to give him the opportunity to start over. Christ makes it possible for all of us to start over. The past is over. It's past. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, we're promised. People change when they are sufficiently dissatisfied with their present situation. People also change when they catch a glimpse of a better life. Advertisers know that. People change when they can catch a vision of something more desirable. Certainly this happened to both Abraham and Matthew. They not only were dissatisfied with their current situation, they knew that if they had the blessing of God on their lives would be improved beyond understanding or imagination. People change when they're dissatisfied with the present situation. They change when they see the possibility of a better life. And sometimes people change because somebody special touches their life. There are people who have the ability to influence others. Have any of you ever been influenced by a coach or a teacher or some other special somebody, maybe a neighbor, maybe somebody at church, that you encountered along the way? There are special people who touch our lives and impact us in a way that we can never be the same again. They give us hope. They give us purpose. No one who has ever lived has ever impacted people's lives like Jesus of Nazareth. In fact, he is still impacting people's lives today. Would you like to become an action figure? Like Abraham and Matthew? If you have some guilt or shame that is tugging at your soul, surrender it this morning as we share his meal. If you know your life has not been all Christ means for it to be, make that same surrender. Let this man from Nazareth, this special man from Nazareth, touch your life today as he has touched so many others through these centuries. Become a person of action today. When Christ says, "Come, follow me," be the first to jump to your feet and to follow him. We celebrate open communion in the United Methodist Church. Anyone who wishes communion may come. You do not have to be sinless. He forgives sin. You need not belong to this church or any church. He calls all people to this meal. It is enough if you want to love the Lord and to follow him with all your heart. So come in faith, see what the Lord God offers you here, and then go out to live and never be the same again. Will you join with me in our prayer of thanksgiving? And now may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with each of us now and forevermore. Amen.